Welcome to Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Hometown Teams is a traveling Smithsonian exhibit that explores how sports is inextricably tied to the American experience. The exhibit is currently on display at the Union County Museum in Cobden. Southern Illinois has a storied tradition of high school basketball. Judy Travelstead is a local historian and longtime member of the Union County Historical and Genealogy Society. She tells a tale of segregation and integration on the hardwood floors of Southern Illinois.
Among the many interesting facets of the research that those of us in the Union County Historical and Genealogy Society have encountered in preparing for hosting the Hometown Team's Smithsonian exhibit is the history of the Southern Illinois Conference of Colored High Schools. This group was formed about 1920 and included some 17 African-American high schools in what today is more aptly described as the part of Illinois south of I-70 or deep Southern Illinois. Those schools included Sandusky DuBois, Cairo Sumner, Murfreesboro Douglas, DuQuoin Lincoln, Carbondale Attucks, Mounds Douglas, Mounds City Lovejoy, Brookport Lincoln, Metropolis, Culp, DuMaine, East St. Louis Lincoln, Madison Dunbar, Venice, Brooklyn, Carmi, and Lovejoy. These African-American schools participated in track and field meets, played games of basketball and baseball against each other and the SINU Dunbar team. But they also traveled out of state to play like teams in Paducah, Cape Girardeau, Memphis, Gary, and Princeton, Indiana, and St. Louis. The teams developed their own tournaments and had what they considered a state championship game as early as 1925 when Cairo Sumner defeated Mounds Douglas 24-23 at Mounds. The Illinois High School Association would not recognize the group because they and white teams did not play each other. However, in 1929, the IHSA began to change their attitude towards the African-American teams and accepted the schools as members as long as they paid dues, were a public tax-supported institution, and recognized by the Illinois Office of Public Instruction. In exchange, the IHSA provided trophies for the conference winners. Cairo Sumner, Carbondale Attucks, and Culp, and to a lesser extent, Mounds Douglas and DuQuoin, dominated the conference and the tournaments. Carbondale Attucks played in the Valier Invitational Holiday Tournament, which was held December the 30th, 1941 through January the 3rd, 1942, breaking the color barrier. Valier and Virgins traveled to Attucks that same year, breaking more color barriers. The winners and the runners-up of the African-American Regional Tourney were allowed to play their championship game in Champaign beginning in 1942, before the white teams began play on Friday. This arrangement, agreed upon after a member of the Southern Illinois Conference of Colored High Schools asked the IHSA for more recognition, and this arrangement continued through 1945. Carbondale Community High School played Carbondale Attucks for the first time in a World War II benefit on February the 6th of 1943. 800 people attended, and $1,368 was raised for war bonds. In 1946, the IHSA declared that the regional, sectional, and state tournament would be integrated, making Mounds Douglas eligible to play in a white regional. Benton was the only school that would accept Mounds Douglas in their regional tournament. Mounds defeated Ziegler and then the number two rated team in the state, West Frankfort. It was a defeat that stunned the Southern Illinois sports world and caused folks in West Frankfort to challenge the eligibility of the Mounds players. Each of the Mounds players' birth certificates or draft information at the Pulaski County Courthouse verified that the players were within the age limit for players in high school athletics. The defeat stood. Carbondale Attucks in 1950 played for the first time in an integrated district tournament hosted by Elkville. The last segregated district tournament comprised of Caro Sumner, Mounds Douglas, and Mounds City Lovejoy was integrated in 1954 when Anna Jonesboro invited the African-American teams to play in their district tournament. Mounds Douglas won the district and the regional tournaments, but were defeated in the sectional by Mount Carmel. This ended segregation in basketball tournament games in Southern Illinois.
That's Judy Travelstead, local historian and member of the board of directors of the Union County Historical and Genealogy Society. The Hometown Teams exhibit is on display at the Union County Museum in Cobden through April 13th. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. I'm Jeff Williams.